I'm Rabbi Yonatan Nerl, and I want to share with you a teaching about environmental sustainability in the land of Israel. Abraham and Sarah came to Israel over 3,700 years ago. Since then, significant populations of Jews have spent over 1,600 years living in the land of Israel. At different times in our history, the Jewish people have been involved in growing crops, tending fruit trees, and shepherding animals, activities critical to providing food to sustain Jews living in Israel. Yet these activities also presented challenges to environmental sustainability in the land. How did Jews manage to live in the land for so long? While the Torah teaches that divine providence in response to the people following the commandments played the fundamental role, the oral tradition, as taught in the Mishnah, also provides insights. The time period of the Mishnah, before and after the destruction of the Second Temple, from about 220 CE to 200 CE, was a period of increased demand on the natural resources of the land of Israel. During this time, historians estimate that the Jewish and Gentile population expanded to about 2.1 million inhabitants, fed in good part from grain, wine, and oil produced in Israel. One important feature of this economy was the shepherding of small cattle, goats, and sheep. The Torah often describes the land of Israel as a land flowing with milk and honey, interpreted by the Talmud to mean milk flows from the goats and honey flows from the dates and the figs. Consumption of goat milk was therefore important in biblical and Mishnaic Israel. Historians note that some herders raised flocks of sheep and goats in great numbers. Yet goats and sheep are voracious herbivores. The rabbis in the times of the Mishnah and Talmud witnessed the impact these animals had, entering farmers' fields and eating agricultural crops. In response to the threat to crops posed by goats and sheep in the land of Israel, the rabbis of the Mishnah prohibited raising goats and sheep in agriculturally productive parts of Israel. Clearly, the problem was widespread and understood as causing significant damage, leading the sages to place severe restrictions to protect crops and the land, even though the Torah says this is a land flowing with milk and honey, i.e. goat's milk. According to Rashi, a great rabbinic commentator, this was done to ensure the fulfillment of the mitzvah of settling the land of Israel, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This decree presents an ancient Jewish approach to environmental sustainability, living in a way that does not unduly deplete the resource base on which we depend. Informed by an understanding of the impacts of sheep and goats, the rabbis of the Mishnah legislated a responsible path which would sustain the land for the long term, even when their choices seemed contrary to short-term motivations like benefiting from goats' milk and sheep's wool. In Israel today, water presents a sustainability challenge. The current population is likely about 5 times larger than it was at its peak before the temple was destroyed. The state of Israel struggles with ensuring water access to 10 million inhabitants west of the Jordan River. Per capita water consumption has also multiplied due to the ease and cheapness of pipe water. The ancient wisdom of our tradition can provide some clues to help us find ways to sustain ourselves on the land. The rabbinic decree concerning sheep and goats prioritize long-term needs by exercising restraint in the short term. Several projects seem to build upon this ancient wisdom and apply it to today. For example, an innovative experimental project underway in Israel seeks to purify and recycle wastewater from mikvaot, ritual baths, for use in irrigation. The project may be expanded to recycle water from sinks and washing machines. Such reuse of water may be one way to encourage more wise use of this precious resource. As individuals, we would do well to consider today whether there are areas of our consumption where we could prioritize long-term needs, especially in our choices for using energy, water, food, and consumer products, each major contributors to today's sustainability challenges. The rabbis' understanding of this decree as linked to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, settlement of the land of Israel, is striking. It underscores that settling the land of Israel is not only about the commandment incumbent upon individual Jews, but the greater communal responsibility for settling sustainably. And it is not just about settlement of the land now, but also sustaining it for future generations. We must live on the earth in a way that lasts for generations by maintaining its natural resource base. These laws, in providing us clues as to how the Jewish people lived on the land for so long, underscore the importance of national thinking and planning for sustainability, and elucidate Jewish values which may help us address current and future challenges. May we embrace sustainable living as an act of profound religious significance and merit to live long on the land. Thank you.